I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
That just makes me so, so happy to hear. Welcome to Dare to Dream. I'm Debbie Dashinger, and I am thrilled to be with you today. Really, it is, I don't know, in the middle of the week, it's sort of the coolest place I can imagine being. So today is not going to be any exception, because this is going to be a double whammy time, I'm telling you. We've got two amazing people here. The first part, I'm going to be bringing on Jane Gwynn, who has a doctorate in human sexuality. So we're definitely talking about sex, because she's known as the sex communication specialist. And she likes to talk about too busy to get busy, how to solve the five basic sex problems and live a life of love. And then later on in the show, meta healer Gary Sinclair is also on Dare to Dream Radio and podcast. And Gary is going to be talking about how to heal your memories, including PTSD. Holla. So what's up for today? I want to talk a little bit about inspiration, to inspire you. Inspiration. When we choose to follow our hearts, we make life choices that seemingly open doors for us without force and are then aligned with our inner knowing. The path is revealed with ease. Other times, you know, people are overthinking decisions, choosing the guidance of the mind over the messages of the heart. And in those moments, our path becomes filled with obstacles that hinder us at every turn, nearly. So here's what I recommend for today. I recommend today that you connect deeply with your heart. It's our most trustworthy inner guidance system. As we relax into our heart center, we access the wisdom of the whole universe and the blueprint for true happiness. The invitation that I'm making to you is to silence the chatter, to gently release thoughts, judgments, distractions, and pressures in order to truly hear our heart's desires and messages. Only then can we source our inner inspiration and realize not only our dreams, but our destinies. The thought for today is, I am inspired, I am unstoppable. Theodore Roosevelt said, believe you can, and you're halfway there. Love it. You know, if you enjoy wine, imagine unique wines from the best vineyards around the world, red, white, delivered right to your door. Check it out. Go to directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. It's all at below retail prices. I can tell you, I'm in the club. I'm deeply impressed. I'm a wine specialist, and this vino is delicious and fabulous. I look forward to my shipment every month. You can get as little as you want, or up to 4 bottles a month. It's up to you. directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. And when we come back, we're going to be speaking with Jane Gwynn about sex. Stay with us. Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like, with tasting notes in your magical box of wine, detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine
wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Yum.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Jane Gwynn is the author of the Amazon number one bestseller, Too Busy to Get Busy, A Practical Guide for Women. Jane coaches women to have the sex life they've secretly desired all their lives by removing one or more of the seven barriers to great sex, even if it's been a rocky road. Married for over 30 years with six kids, Dr. Jane understands the challenges. Her website is janegwynn.com. Her last name is spelled G-U-Y-N.com. Jane, it's great to have a sex coach on Dare to Dream. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Debbie. It is absolutely an honor to be with you and your listeners today.
Yeah, big subject, big topic. I know you said that everyone has sex problems. I personally think everyone has sex judgments, really, like you walk around and people are judging other people. But I feel like behind closed doors, there's actually a lot of action going on, but it may be accompanied by shame and nobody talks about it. So I want you to give me your thoughts on sex problems. What's really going on here?
Yeah, that's such a good question, because when I say that everybody has sex problems, and I really think that we all do, what I mean is that we expect sex to be like it is in the notebook. Absolutely fabulous. He carries us up the stairs soaking wet. It's just mind-blowing, fireworks everywhere. And when we compare ourselves to that kind of sex, we have sex problems, because you're right. We are filled with judgment. We have a lot of shame, and we are carrying with us the burden of our own experiences and experiences of people we know and love. And that keeps us from really being present with our partner.
Yeah, being present with our partner, that's a big deal. People are very busy. There's a lot going on. And you say there are myths, there are preconceived, erroneous ideas about sex. So what are the myths and what are the truths?
Yeah. So the myths that we carry are that, number one, it's a natural process, which of course it is, and that therefore, since it's natural, it should be easy, effortless, hands-free, requires zero communication, no negotiation, no planning. That is a huge problem that we run into. We think it's supposed to happen with no thought on our part, no communication with a partner.
Yeah. And it's interesting, you know, I don't want to get too personal here, but I can say for me, I've definitely seen patterns where I meet somebody, fireworks, it's on, you know, when not for everybody, by the way, only when I have very particular chemistry with somebody, and then it can be just incredible, lustful, sexy. And then the years tick by and it starts getting tricky after 5 years, 10 years. How does initial chemistry and lust play in? And look, you've been married 30 years. Is it possible to keep it going? Is there a secret about keeping it going?
Yeah, so you're right. One of the things that happens is because that initial new relationship energy was on with us when we meet the right partner and we do have the fireworks and we do have the chemistry and it feels absolutely amazing and completely effortless. Actually, it's difficult in those situations to keep our hands off of each other
right. Sometimes.
That's the challenge. But so we think that that's what's supposed to happen. And when that stops, which it inevitably does for many, many, if not most or all couples, then we don't know how to handle the next steps. And we run into these, you know, what I call the five basic sex problems. Would you like to hear what those five are?
Well, I think we'll investigate that a little more when we come back. Five basic sex problems. I'm down for learning more. And so let's just finish that one thought, if you don't mind. I want to just know your inner, because I've been in many long-term relationships. In fact, I just co-ended a 10-year one. And I can tell you that that was a contributory factor, especially from my partners withdrawing on many levels and not showing up and not hearing what my desires were and stuff. So sex stops being amazing. Partners withdraw. How does that play out? I mean, I would imagine this is the result of most divorces, but what's possible here?
Yeah. So when we are in a relationship and we want it to continue, but somehow sex is getting in the way, the sex has stopped being amazing. It stopped being really transformative and making us feel deeper and more closely aligned. We have to look at why. So what's going on, what's blocking us, and how can we release those blocks? So in some cases, it's desire. And I teach people around this model called the bedroom model. It's the basis of my dissertation. So it might be a desire issue, but usually desire is not a singular issue, Debbie. It's usually connected with something else, like perhaps a body image issue. So in the bedroom model, B is body. You might have a body problem, or he might. Mm-hmm. Or some kind of mindset issue. Mindfulness is coming in the way. He's thinking stuff. He's not able to get there mentally. There are all sorts of different things that are happening as barriers, and the same barriers can be removed and allow us to reconnect that in the bedroom to become more sexually connected and more erotically charged.
Wow. This is powerful, I gotta say, and I'm really grateful you broached this subject. I want to talk a little bit more about body issues. I know it's prevalent. When we come back, we'll be speaking more with Jane Gwynn, the sex doctor. You can join me after the show on Facebook, Dare to Dream Radio and TV. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish, and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review, Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to DebbieDashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. DebbieDashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Debbie Dashinger, and I'm interviewing Jane Gwynn at janegwynn.com, and she's a sex coach with a workshop called Bedroom Model. And Jane also helps women and their partners through intensive VIP days so they can create a lover's journey of their own. So I want to talk a little bit about bodies. I had a girl party here on Sunday, and I'm telling you, my friends, I love them. I'm so proud of them. I'm crazy about them. They're so freaking smart and beautiful, and they're doing amazing things in the world. And we get together, and it's just hilarious and interesting and deep and goddessy, and they're fabulous. And I'm listening. You know, there's a spectrum. So there's some that are very sexually active and really comfortable with their bodies and those relationships. And then there are some not so much, some that are just not having sex. There's definitely body stuff that came up. And I am telling you, if you saw these women on the street, you'd go, okay, she may be 49, but she's a 10. I'm telling you, beautiful. But they're talking about, oh, my body this and my legs that and my belly that and my scar and my, and I would have never known. Address that. What is that for us?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. That narrative, and it's so interesting you would say, my scar this, my legs that, my breasts this. There are so many specific issues that women bring into the bedroom to with a sense of shame. And it's almost as if there's a spotlight on that particular perceived defect on the body. Like an abdominal scar from a surgery. I was just talking with a woman who has an incredibly juicy relationship with this new man. They click on every level, and they hadn't yet actually met in person, but he was coming to visit. And her biggest concern was that he would judge her because she has an abdominal scar. She didn't want to get naked, and she was willing almost to let that relationship go by.
Wow.
So that he wouldn't see it.
Ouch.
Mm.
So how can people heal that? How can people take what is there, the reality of their body today, and how can we love it? How can we love it? So not only love it, forget that, but transcend past the love into the like, I'm so freaking sexy. Who wouldn't want to be with this?
Absolutely. Because you know what? Our partners feel that way. Our partners do not care if we have defects. They just want us to show up alive, desirous, present. They don't even see that stuff. That is really the darn truth. They don't see it. And we see it, we exaggerate it, or somehow, sometimes we point it out to our partner and make it bigger than it is. in the moment. And so we're actually doing this to ourselves. It's not our fault. We've been socialized to do this. But this is the number one thing that I hear from women about why they won't show up with real nakedness, with the kind of nakedness in body and in the heart, and that open willingness to be seen and actually touched and to receive the beautiful pleasure that we deserve.
Yeah, I have heard men say it's what's between the ears that's sexy. It's not the rest. And if you don't got that going on, it doesn't work. Like, you can be big, you can look like whatever. And if you got sexy going on between the ears, it's awesome out here. But without that, if you're disconnected and thinking and unaccepting of yourself, it's not sexy to be with you.
Totally. I mean, totally. Right. So I had the pleasure of being in a class when I was getting my PhD. And one of the things we did as a course assignment, and this was really difficult, but we stood in front of this huge mirror and we were asked if we were comfortable to remove our clothes in front of the class and talk to ourselves through this disrobing. And as we did it, I noticed that the women had so much sexual shame, so much body shame, as we talked about our bodies. And they, you know, we had beautiful bodies, but these guys, these men, you know, older men, they take their clothes off. Yeah, they felt good. They felt, you know, they felt like they looked fantastic or fine, but they were really not judging themselves the way we were judging ourselves. A man 65 years old felt like he looked hot. This right. beautiful 30-year-old woman is like, I've got a bad scar on my, you know, my thigh. It was really an interesting contrast to see that.
Yeah, there was a great commercial this is reminding me of, and it was so powerful. You just wept to watch it. And they had people stand in front of a mirror. Now, this was just their face, not a naked body, but they basically said what they saw. Then they had other people on the other side of the mirror, total strangers, looking at this person, and they were reporting what they saw. And so you saw the person looking at their face and going, well, you know, I have this, my eyes are too small, my hair is too curly, I have, you know, I could have better cheeks, I could this and that. And then the other person, the strangers on the other side of the mirror, unbeknownst to the person who's doing the experiment, the strangers are saying, oh my God, they're so handsome. They have the most beautiful cheekbones. They look like they're a really nice person. Like, I kind of like to get to know him. Oh, he has, you know, gorgeous chest and like, and they would go on and on. So the experiment was so powerful. And you watched these people who had sort of criticized themselves quite a bit get to hear back all those comments and see them just crumble and humble before how they're really perceived out there. So they're really seen as beautiful and sexy, and they got it going on.
Yeah, yeah, that's so true. And really, the sexiest thing ever is to feel like, to feel good. And to feel like you can bring someone in and you can be there, present, confident, and independent of what's going on with your body, the specifics. What's sexy is like wanting your partner, desiring to be touched and desiring to touch. Mm-hmm. It's not about a show. This is about real connection with another human being.
And what about menopause, Jane? Because for many, many women, again, a lot of girlfriends I know who started menopause even at the age of 40, and they just, it's just not happening anymore. It's not like it used to be, and everything between their body, but mostly it's the hormones and other things, and they don't even know how to get around this. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I've experienced that myself, and I talk with many clients about the same issue. And the first thing to do when we're dealing with this issue is to accept the fact that, yes, things have changed. We aren't 22 anymore. We do have body changes. We do have changes in vaginal lubrication and the way our body works. But that doesn't mean that we can't create other ways to find eroticism and other ways to become sexually aroused. It may take a little bit different path, but it's still very, very possible. And I know for some women, they suffer from a lot of sexual pain after menopause, but that isn't to say that that can't be resolved as well. There are a lot of ways to address it. Number one thing I would suggest right now mm-hmm. is organic food grade coconut oil as something to use you know, as a lubricant. It's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I just happen to have a bottle right here.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And it's edible.
And it's edible, exactly. It's good for you. Okay, fantastic. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. You mentioned five basic sex problems. Hit it.
Yep. Okay, so I'm going to start with body won't work right, which we were just discussing. So people perceive that their body isn't functioning the way that they want it to, men and women. Another one, no time, no energy. Can't talk about it is the third. Don't want to is the fourth. And the final one is no partner. And I find that every technical sexual problem that we could talk about scientifically or medically, clinically, would fit in one of those five categories, or maybe both, more than one category. But those five categories cover almost all sex problems that I see in my practice.
So I know it would be interesting to know about solving these, but I got to tell you what's really on my mind is, what is it like working with you? What is it like working with a sex coach? Pull back the curtain a little.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, I'm so honored to be able to work with my clients. They come to me sometimes 25 years without good sex. I mean, some of these couples have started their relationships on a rocky road, never been able to resolve some simple questions and problems in the relationship. And what we do is we go through an assessment of what's in the way and get a sense of what would be possible. And it's just beautiful, Debbie, to for women who are not in a partnership, for them to be able to create a vision of what they want, and for coupled people to be able to co-create that vision and then methodically really remove some of these barriers. It's magical, but it's not magic. And one of my favorite stories is this couple who ended up in a restaurant, honestly, with the waiter sweeping up the whole place empty. They were there looking into each other's eyes, talking about intimacy, talking about their sex life, and hadn't even realized that the place was closed. And this is a couple who hadn't gone on vacation for years because they didn't want to be alone together. It had become so awkward. So it can be really a magical healing experience.
And are you someone who you talk to people? Do you touch them physically? How does that work?
Well, I'm really glad you asked that question. And I do have colleagues who touch their clients, but I don't. I am a talk-only person who uses really interesting and creative exercises for my clients to do together in their hotel room or once they get back home. And when we're together, we have transformative conversation and do things that are creative and interesting, but they don't involve any nakedness or any sexual touching. Either the couple doesn't touch in front of me sexually, and I don't touch my client sexually. No grapefruits and no bananas, somebody said.
That's great.
Yeah.
I know you have a book, Too Busy to Get Busy. Is this available for listeners?
It absolutely is. It's available on Amazon, but I would love to offer our listeners a free e-copy of the book if they'd like to send me a text message. So if you text, if you're listening to this call today, this conversation, and you text your name and email to 541-444-0112, I will send you a copy of this book, so that you can read it and see how these things might work in your life.
And give me one quick tip here at the end. Talk about voicing our needs in the bedroom. Just give me a few sentences about how we can use that going forward.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Speak up, say your truth, and listen to who you really are so that when you tell your partner what you want, you're really saying what's going to work for you.
How beautiful. Wow. Speak up. I think having a voice and visibility everywhere is so important and apropos today. And as you and I were discussing during the ad break, the hashtag MeToo is making this conversation bigger than ever, and it's about time. Well, yep. Jane, thank you so much for coming on the show. I loved having you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Again, she's a Jane, J-A-N-E, Gwynn, JUYN.com. And if you would like her book, Too Busy to Get Busy, send your name and email, text it to 541-444-0112. This is Debbie Dashinger, and you can join me on Twitter. My name, Debbie Dashinger, D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R. When we come back, my next guest is here, Gary Sinclair, who's a speaker, author, and leader in energy medicine. His latest work, SoulLink, has 100% results in neutralizing PTSD memories in seconds, as even his medical peer reviews show. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/Deb's Wine Wonders.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Welcome back. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream, and I'm here with Gary Sinclair. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Debbie. I know I've had the privilege of meeting you in person, so this is like a thrill to realize I have talking to. Beautiful. Thank you.
For me as well. I mean, you're the real deal. And you're the founder of META, which is the Memory Energy Therapy Association. You have 3 Lifetime Achievement Awards for your 4 decades of research work. So I want to start with, you're all about love living rather than love seeking. How did you come to this decision or transition, and how does it fit into what you teach and train?
Fabulous question. Thank you for coming up with it. I understand that, you know, from a background of being born with 2 lungs partially there, and then at 22 being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, at 14 years after that being down to the only thing that moved on my body was my right arm, I would sit in my wheelchair and scream at the sky or scream at the ceiling, God, if you love me, you'd heal me. And what it did is, in the beginning, I didn't pay attention, but I knew somehow there was always a statement that the voice added on. Now, true, I was hearing it in my voice, but I wasn't paying attention to it. And I think, wow, It's hitting me again. I'm sorry.
I'm so grateful, and thank you for your emotion. You never have to apologize. You know, I'm reading your book right now, Healing Memories in Seconds, and that was something that was just, especially after meeting you, young. I mean, you're 72 years young. You're handsome. You're vital. You look way younger than your years. And to know that you were plagued with really serious physical issues to this extent, and you are one of the most functional, flexible, you would never know. I mean, this, you're a walking miracle.
That I will agree. And again, that answer is because I said, God, if you love me, you'd heal me. And the voice always added in, and if you loved yourself, you'd heal. Mm-hmm. What a powerful statement. The power of love. So, of course, what I did is I decided I'd love everything about me. It didn't matter what was wrong. I was going to love. In the end, I became love living to myself. And it's the only way I choose to identify myself. And those I train, even now today, I want them to recognize themselves as being love living. The whole world is love seeking. We don't have to go that route anymore. You know, I'm a divine creation of my creator, and he delights in me. That gives me goosebumps.
And what's so cool about Gary is when you hug him, he says, I love you to life. Instead of those people say, love you to death, he says, love you to life. Yes. And it's such a different energy.
Yeah, absolutely. If we don't learn to stop being love-seeking people are in their own way, in some ways, looking for the negatives to pull out of others. We don't have to pull the negatives out of others. We have to be ourselves. And as we produce in our energy field that which love is, it attracts those that are ready to grow in their own potential to become more of what love is.
And so your work, you take your work, now you've got this healing modality, you're a trainer, now there, you've got people out there who facilitate this and do it on their own, and it's called Soul Link. And you say 100% successful in neutralizing any memory in seconds. Talk about that.
Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. Well, again, I did a program called Restoration, which will do your life over the course of 2 days for 34 years. And then all of a sudden, it was a 3-day program. All of a sudden, one day got totally replaced by a process that's now called Soul Link. And what Soul Link does is it uses the longitudinal and transverse meridians that are represented by the energy fields of the hands, and by potentiating that energy field, that heart mass says is 5,000 times stronger than what the brain holds in mind, because the brain would be represented at 100 compared to the 5,000. So I created a process that potentiates that field of energy, and as it grows stronger, it doesn't matter what the person holds in mind. If it has a negative charge to it, it's going to neutralize that charge. And I don't know, we're probably somewhere up around 14,000 people, Debbie, but I stopped counting after 10. I mean, we don't have a hint of failure, and anyone can learn to do the work. What I'm looking for, of course, is those people who want to learn to teach other people how to do this work. That's the power.
That is the power. And I know that I saw a video that you shared with me. It was somebody who had served in the war, and I think they saw some pretty extreme things, and had been handicapped, right? They lost limbs and so forth. Yeah. And had PTSD, and I saw you talk a little bit about what was possible there with something that extreme.
Well, right now, again, with the militaries that have lost both arms, I have somebody who's now certified who's doing the work using the ears as the meridian structure of the ears. The next class I have coming up here in about a week and a half, that class I actually have somebody in there who only has one hand, but he's already gone. I've already gone and trained him. So he's doing the work using reflexology into the foot structure in neutralizing memories. It just blows my mind that we've now got the capacity to understand that it's our energy that we can potentiate that's created by the heart, the original life-flowing, love-living source of who we are, that we can now use to neutralize any memory that bothers us.
And so for people who are interested, is this something you physically have to attend in person?
It, as far as learning it, yes. I mean, once they've learned it, they can actually work with other people because it is a certification training.
And for those who want to experience it, maybe they want some healing. Is that the same? They need to drive, fly, attend the workshop in person?
Well, no, right now there's 150 people somewhere in the U.S. Mm-hmm. There's about 18 in Australia. and that's the only country I've been to, who are fully certified to do this work for the client who comes to them. And again, they can teach the client to do it for themselves, or they can actually do it to the client so that the client doesn't have to learn how to do it.
Fantastic. Well, I'll give out your website, memoryenergytherapy.com, so people can look up. There is a link for events. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. If you want to write me about the radio show, do so at daretodreamradio@gmail.com. Stay right there. We'll be back with more with Gary Sinclair, and we're going to find out about what he does to keep going and how he's become so profoundly healthy and helpful.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My Bestseller Book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Wine lovers, how would you like to be part of the best wine club in the world? You can have your own business in wine, and we take all the guesswork out of it. To learn more, go to directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Is one of the most inexpensive ways to create an explosive business of your very own. We take out the guesswork and all of the headaches of building, starting, and implementing a new business. It's all done for you. You'll have your own back office, marketing materials, videos, and everything you need in order to share and build your own business. It's so easy. You can even sit back and enjoy our wines, because your wines will come to you free. We have invested so much time and 20 years of experts in selecting the most incredible, exquisite wines from all over the world that everyone enjoys, and they're at below retail prices. They'll also receive tasting notes in the magical box of wines. It'll have details of the regions, the history where the wine came, and even food and wine pairing recommendations. So entrust us with picking and choosing the most amazing wines. Deliver them to your customers' homes or business. Remember, there's nothing you need to do but just sign up and start your business right away. Go to directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. directcellars.com/DebsWineWonders and start your wine business today.
This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio and Podcast. I'm interviewing Gary Sinclair, whose unique meta heals traumatic memories, including those associated with PTSD. You can find out more about Gary at memoryenergytherapy.com. All right. So, Gary, you published medical peer review And it took 5 months from the date submitted to be completed. Why? Why so long? Although it seems long in my space, 5 months. Why did it take that long?
Well, the wonderful thing about it is when I submitted all the information, they wrote back and said, oh, this is fantastic. We'll have this published into print in 2 weeks. And all of a sudden it went past 2 weeks and it went all the way to 5 months. Mm-hmm. And I believe that if we looked at the truth, imagine being a medical peer reviewer and something comes to you with something that does not fail. And you know that on average, minimum 20% of all therapy fails. And all of a sudden something's being submitted that doesn't fail at all. So I believe for 5 months, they desperately tried to make it fail and then realized, hey guys, we might as well publish this. We're not going to make it fail.
That's so cool. That's really nice to hear that about Western medicine, that it can be done and they can approve something. And what about you? So here you are, and I really hope people will go to your website and meet you because you're extraordinary and you beam light. You can feel it emanating from you and certainly your passion for what you do and what you share. What ritual or practice, Gary, do you do every day that helps keep you grounded?
Wow, that's an interesting one because there was a chat room group of those that I trained that mentioned something the other night. And by the time that show or that group ended, they had gotten into some real negatives that they were thinking about. And I wrote in this morning and said, guys, even reading your page, I immediately used the process called SoulLink so that I didn't pick up your negative charge. When I know that something is going on that's causing me to feel something that isn't right, I can neutralize that so fast. That keeps me in the positive framework of knowing what direction I'm headed in and how to go there. The key is to know where you're going, not where you've been. Where you've been is your history. I mean, I take their memory structure and literally put it behind them when I do the restoration course. I create the future in front of them. I take the time period that represents now and put it exactly inside of them and tell them, for the rest of your life, you will only live now, but you're creating that future. It's why I do things like people will say, do you believe in affirmations? My answer is no, I don't believe in affirmations. I believe in confirmations. I want to confirm who is Gary right in this moment of now. That's why I can say to you, my first one in the morning is, I am a divine creation. I'm a divine expression of my creator, and he delights in me.
I do too, Gary. I delight in you too. So this is Dare to Dream. What are you next, Dare to Dream, Gary? What are your future dreams and goals?
Oh, international exposure on this. There are 8,245,000,000 people. And I know that if they knew how to do this, it would change their life forever. No question. I mean, a child. I mean, would you like me to teach you how a child would do it?
Sure.
Okay, take your thumb and rub it right into the middle of your hand. We'll do it real quick. Rub it right in the middle of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then take your opposite thumb and rub it into the other hand.
Okay.
Now, if I threw you a round ball, make a round ball with your hand so that there's an inch in front of your fingers and an inch in front of the back of your wrist.
Got it.
If you make that ball and then you pay attention to the feeling in the center of the ball, just take your hands apart and back together. Apart and back together, and you're going to feel a feeling or a sensation of pulling something apart and pushing it back together. That's the energy field of you that you're feeling. That's where you're at on the inside. And that's why you get to feel that energy, because you woke it up when you rubbed your thumb in. Now, even though this will work for a child, this will also work for adult as long as they take memories and scale them on a 1 to 10 and go all the way down to a 3 to 4 level. So if they go to a minor memory, they think about that memory and they stare right into the space that's between the hands. As they stare into the space between the hands, as they take the hands and simply pull them apart about 7 to 8 inches, then bring them back in, keep your focus right into the middle of that space. Take the hands apart again as you continue to think about that memory and right back into that space again. Again, maintain your focus on the memory, looking into the middle of the hands and pull them apart again and right back together again. Now, the only difference is this time, maintain your focus on the memory, but as you move your hands out, keep moving them out. Take them wider, 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 wider. Make sure your hands keep facing each other, but go all the way out, and then simply let it go. Then look around the room, see what's out there in the room that you're in, and now go back and think about that memory, and you'll discover it's neutral. And see, I understood for me what Master Johnny was saying to you the other day. Change your frequency, change your life. the work that I'm doing is getting people to change their frequency so much that Dr. Bruce Lipton, who's been a friend of mine for 22 years, is now putting this work up on his website because he realizes this is the epigenetic piece that they're missing because they've done all the study with rats and animals and so forth, and it's now the time that they set the human studies in, and here we are sitting with proof that it's already worked to change the energy structure for over 10,000 people.
What is that like for you, Gary, having been somebody who was in a wheelchair, crying out to God, writhing in pain, and just getting worse as you went on, and now today, completely healthy, mobile, flexible, move, teach, travel? What is that like?
I can't believe you're asking that question. Only because I looked in the mirror last night and I realized I had a tear coming in my eyes because I was saying, thank you, God, for keeping me alive and providing through me a way of serving other people. I mean, it's awesome. It's not about me, and it isn't about me. I'd go through everything I went through just to change a fraction of the people's lives I've changed already. It's so honoring to just know that I am that divine expression of my Creator, and that what I understand is what that energy that causes your heart to beat, that's Creator energy. That's the energy I'm using to neutralize the memory. It's powerful.
And the PTSD piece right here at the end, what do we need to know about PTSD? Because I think it's not just people who went to war and so forth, but it's people who had a very difficult childhood or a traumatic event. And there's many ways. And frankly, sometimes I wonder, just being alive today and watching the news and feeling so unsafe in the world. Talk to us a bit about PTSD and what we might do about it.
Well, those memories can go back as far as they can go, and it doesn't matter. They're going to be a trauma in its own way. Let me give you one story real quick. The lady, 76, when she came to a demo night, at 3 years of age, she heard a doctor tell her parents she's going to die. They left her with her grandmother at grandma's house while they went away for an extended weekend because she was too sick to go. Grandma came over to give her a hug and fell on top of her. The sad part of the story is, when the family came home Monday afternoon at 4:30, they found her still laying with only her head out, turned sideways under Grandma. Unbelievable. We did SoulLink on that memory. I can still see the look on her face as the tears roll down her cheek, and she's saying to the people that are there, but you don't understand, it doesn't bother me. I mean, you don't get it. I mean, it really doesn't bother me. And I've had therapy for a minimum of 40 years on this. So the following day, she came back to find me because it was like an expo. And as she comes jumping, almost jumping, bubbling across the floor and grabs me and hugs me, she almost broke my body. She says, I have to tell you, I woke up in the middle of the night and realized for the first time in my life, I can possibly have a friend. I've always known that if I have a friend, they're going to die. So I've tried to avoid creating anything that had any lasting relationship to it. And then she looked back across the room with this long distance gaze and said, about an hour later, I woke up and realized I could possibly have a relationship. The rewards of hearing those types of comments from people. I mean, thank you, God, for what you've done. I'd go through it all again. You bet.
Gary, thank you so much for sharing your work and being with us today on Dare to Dream.
Love you, my dear. I'm going to get to LA. We're going to meet again.
Absolutely. It's time for a meal with Gary Sinclair. And you can find out more about him at memoryenergytherapy.com. And I end today's show with this quote from Jeff Foster. The mind can only guess at a future. Be willing to not know, to stumble sometimes, to bow before the unknown. Subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. Thank you for joining me today. If you would like to join the wine club, and I recommend you do, go to directsellers.com with a C, sellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. And remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement. a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want.